Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 63 for Thursday, September 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning, taking some direction from Chicago soy oil. Canola was up by 50 cents to over a dollar, the November contract up 60 cents at $458.20 per ton. Wet, harvest-delaying weather in parts of western Canada did help underpin the futures. Supportive chart signals, recent weakness in the Canadian dollar, and ideas that canola remains cheap compared to other oilseeds contributed to today's firm tone. However, harvest operations are still moving forward in many areas, and most industry participants are bracing for a large crop. That limited the upside. Burdensome U.S. soybean supplies were also overhanging the oilseed markets in general. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are holding on to small gains, but corn and wheat are mostly lower. Soybeans, they're steady to up 4 cents. The November contract up only a half cent at $9.43 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over a million tons were in line with expectations and seen as somewhat supportive. Chart-based buying was also a feature as beans stabilized right above nearby lows. However, the good U.S. crop conditions and expectations for large supplies did put pressure on values, keeping beans within a narrow range overall. For corn, prices are down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.29 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at about 700,000 tons were below trade guesses, and that did pressure values. However, corn is already looking rather cheap, and end-user bargain hunting provided support on the other side. Wheat is steady to down 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 3 at $4 per bushel. Declining European crop projections were supportive, although world wheat supplies remain relatively large overall. Weekly U.S. wheat sales at 400,000 tons were right in line with trade estimates. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.